Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
We join a solemn journey of 3 days that has changed the world and our own lives. Followers of Jesus have been taking this journey since his first followers took it long ago. This is the night of love. On the night Jesus took a towel and a basin, washed his disciples' feet, on this night he told them to do the same for others and for one another. This is a night of love. On this night, followers of Jesus have invited those preparing for baptism to begin with them a solemn vigil of prayer and fasting until the day of Christ's resurrection is fulfilled. This is a night of love. On this night, Jesus broke bread and shared wine with his followers for the last time, and he invited them to remember him, to encounter him anew whenever they did the same. This is a night of love. On this night, followers of Jesus have welcomed those who have returned to the way of Jesus after a time of wandering and a journey of returning. This is a night of love. And so on this night, we welcome the penitent, all here who have wandered, and invite all preparing, all here are still learning, to join us, hearing and obeying the commandment of our Master, and to the feast at his table, that we may love one another as he first loved us. Come ye sinners, come ye thirsty, come ye weary. This is a night of love. Amen.
Hi, it's Arla and Garrett, and today we have a song for you right out of the Red Hymnal. It's called Come Ye Sinners, and it is set to the tune of an Appalachian folk song.
Lenten season, we've focused on walking in the footsteps of Jesus. We've walked with Jesus, journeyed with him through his baptism and temptation and the beginning of his public ministry. We have walked with Jesus through his healing ministry. We learned with Jesus through the teachings on the kingdom of God. And we walked with Jesus to the Sea of Galilee, where he encountered the stormy winds and the rocking boat. We've also walked with Jesus through his ministry of welcoming sinners, the outcast, poor, the women and children, and those who are on the margins of society. And last Sunday, we journeyed with Jesus into the city of Jerusalem for Palm Sunday. There we waved our palm branches in celebration, in a parade-like celebration, And we welcome Jesus into Jerusalem, where he was treated like a king, with shouts of Hosanna coming from the crowd gathered around him. Over the course of these 40 days, this 40-day journey, it's required us to walk closely in our rabbi's footsteps. Along this journey, we've clung tightly to the teacher. Through rocky roads and choppy waters and into villages, we've walked with our Lord. It's been quite an experience. And along this journey, not only have we put a lot of miles on our pedometer, but we've also asked a lot of questions along the journey. We've asked what it looks like to be a 21st century disciple. We've asked what it means to profess faith in Jesus Christ and follow him. Along this Lenten journey, we might find ourselves becoming a little tired because the trip has been long and we've covered a lot of territory. And through this journey, we've needed bread to sustain us, nourish us not only for our body, but for our soul. And Jesus has become that very bread of life that we have longed for. Tonight, we journey with Jesus to the upper room, where Jesus gathered with his 12 disciples for the Passover meal. Here we find nourishment for our weary bodies and our weary souls. As Jesus gathered with those disciples for the Passover meal on this holy Thursday evening, we might find ourselves asking, and what exactly is Passover again? Remind me, I can't quite remember. Well, Jesus and his disciples, of course, were Jewish, and so they celebrated their Jewish faith. They celebrated the annual Passover. Passover is the celebration to remember the Israelites escaping slavery in Egypt. When we turn to our Old Testament scriptures from the book of Exodus, we can find the story of Moses leading the Israelites out of Egypt as they were under Pharaoh's captivity and into the desert as they journeyed on to the promised land. And so through this glorious celebration of Passover, we remember that God is a God of liberation. God brought forth salvation and deliverance from slavery in Egypt for the Israelites. Along with the Passover celebration is the Seder meal. For over 3,000 years, Jews have eaten this traditional Seder meal at Passover. It honors and it retells the story of the Israelites escaping slavery in Egypt, with each food telling a different part of the story. So for example, unleavened bread becomes a symbol to symbolize their quick escape from Egypt to freedom. With no time to wait for the bread to rise, it was unleavened bread that they ate. Tonight, this night that Jesus gathered with his disciples to celebrate the Passover, to eat the Seder meal, it became the last meal that Jesus would share with his disciples before his arrest and his trial and his crucifixion and his death upon the cross. Christians call this Holy Thursday evening the Last Supper because it certainly was the last time he dined with his disciples. That evening, Jesus took unleavened bread and then he blessed it, gave thanks to God for it, and he broke it, and he gave it with his disciples, presenting new meaning to that bread that evening. He shared that it was his body that would be broken for them. And then he took the cup of wine, and again he blessed it, and he gave thanks to God for it, and he gave it to his disciples, and he said that this is his blood that would be shed for them. The bread became the bread of life. The cup became the cup of grace. And through Jesus, these elements would become symbols yet again of deliverance and of liberation. Through Jesus, God would bring forth salvation and deliverance, liberating people from sin and death. During this holy meal and a time shared together, Jesus then paused for a moment from his dining with the disciples, and he got up from the table and he began to wash the disciples' feet. In an act of service, in a loving, caring, humble act, Jesus bowed down in a humble posture, and he washed the tired, dirty feet of the disciples that had walked dusty roads. Jesus then gave them a new commandment: they should love as he loved, and that they should serve as he served. Jesus knelt down, and he began to wash the disciples' feet. Another name for this Holy Thursday evening is Maundy Thursday. Now, what does Maundy mean? Well, Maundy comes from a Latin word, mandatum, meaning command. When Jesus gathered with his disciples in that upper room in celebration of the Passover and celebrating the Seder meal, he gave them a new commandment. Hence the name for the evening, Maundy Thursday, Commandment Thursday. And the commandment that he gave them was to love one another. And so from here, let us remember the story of Jesus washing the disciples' feet that Holy Thursday evening as they celebrated Passover. So it's recorded in John's Gospel, chapter 13. I'll be reading verses 1 through 17 and verse 34. So hear now the word of God. Now before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and to go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, he got up from the table. He took off his outer robe. He tied a towel around himself. And then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with a towel that he had tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus responded, "Unless I wash you, you will have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Well then, Lord, not only my feet, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said, "The one who has bathed does not need to wash except for his feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you." For he knew who was to betray him. For this reason, he said, "Not all of you are clean." And after he had washed their feet, he put on his robe and he returned to the table. And he said to them, "Do you know what I have done for you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right. That is who I am. So if I, your teacher and your Lord, have washed your feet, so also ought you to wash one another's feet. For I have set an example that you should also do as I have done to you. Very truly I tell you, servants are not greater than their masters, nor the messenger greater than the one who sent them. And if you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. I give you a new command, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another." This command to love one another should not be a new command necessarily, for Jesus' 3 years of public ministry was all about loving one another. Jesus spent 3 years of ministry healing and feeding and serving, welcoming and teaching on the kingdom of God. Jesus spent 3 years of with the disciples in public ministry, modeling and showing and mentoring and instilling in them a life of love. And yet on this holy night, this Maundy Thursday night, this sacred night, the night that they celebrated Passover, the night where he would be arrested and then the next day sentenced to death upon the cross. On that night, Jesus made very clearly, he articulated very clearly what he had practiced for 3 years. And he articulated it, making it very clear in these final moments, in this final meal with his disciples, as they were gathered together, he made clear what he stood for and what he wished for them and what he prayed they might do and what he wanted his followers to go forth in continuing his ministry. He made clear this command to love one another. As I have loved you, you must love one another. He washed their feet, modeling servant leadership. He broke bread. He shared the cup, having it be the bread of life and the cup of grace for them. And so as we gather in worship during this Holy Week, as we're worshiping from home or wherever we find ourselves tonight, we come to be washed clean. We come in to model after Jesus, the servant leadership, to love one another. And we come to receive the bread of life and the cup of grace that it might sustain us to be servants of God in Jesus' name. During this time of our lives in this Holy Week, we pause and let us take seriously this command to love one another. How are we loving in Jesus' name? Tonight we recall this Passover meal and we celebrate the Israelites' freedom in slavery. Tonight we recall Jesus breaking bread with his disciples in the upper room and washing their feet. And tonight we take seriously this command to love as Jesus loved. Let's pray. Holy, loving God, in our remembering this last night that Jesus spent at the table with his disciples, we can't seem to let go of the image of him washing his disciples' feet. And we hear the mandate, you also ought to wash one another's feet. Where we see one of your children who was unloved or forgotten, may we be ready with basin and towel. May our church always be ready to reach out in love. Merciful Savior, we have traveled this long, dusty Lenten journey, and our feet are tired and dirty and aching and calloused. And you have shown us your love by becoming a humble servant. So humble us when we try to travel without you. As Christ has washed us, so let us wash one another. Humble us when we believe the work you have for us is below us. As Christ has washed us, so let us wash one another. Humble us when we are too proud to accept help or care or love. As Christ has washed us, so let us wash one another. Humble us so that when we do not fully receive your amazing gifts and bountiful grace, our spirits might be open. As Christ has washed us, so let us wash one another. Lord, you call us to love as you have loved. And so on this Holy Thursday, let us think how we might more fully love you and one another. Help us to receive this bread of life, this cup of grace with gratitude, so that we might be filled to go forth in your name, loving and serving our neighbor. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up our hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth. From the earth you bring forth bread and created the fruit of the vine. You formed us in your image and delivered us from captivity. And you made a covenant to be our sovereign God. You fed us manna in the wilderness, and you gave us grapes as evidence of the promised land. And so with your people on earth and all of the company of heaven, we praise your name and join in their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. When he turned aside from your way and abused your gifts, you gave us in him your crowning gift. Emptying himself that the joy might be made full, he fed the hungry, healed the sick, ate with the scorned and the forgotten, washed his disciples' feet, and gave a holy meal as a pledge of his abiding presence. By his baptism, suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took a loaf of bread, and he gave thanks for it, and he blessed it, and he broke it, and he shared it with his disciples, and said, "Take it and eat it. This is my body, which has been given for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
And when the supper was over, he took a cup, he gave thanks to you, he gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of these mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and a living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes again in final victory, and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and your Holy Church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. We invite you to take your bread and juice wherever you find yourself on this holy day and take it and eat it in remembrance of the incredible sacrifice of Jesus Christ, in remembrance of that sacred night when he gathered with the disciples and others who were in the room in that time and broke a loaf of bread and shared the cup that we might all have life. May it be a sacred time from the comfort of your own home. Amen.
Together on our knees.
Jesus has set an example for us, to serve as he has served us, to love one another as he has loved us. So may we go and do likewise, so that everyone may know that we are his disciples, seeking to walk in his footsteps and follow in the way. And may the Lord bless you in times of trial and bless you in times of rejoicing. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You were invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.